on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Swallowed something.
You swallowed some spit. I don't like to yell in my own ears.
You what? Don't? God, that would be so great if I could yell in my own ears. I love if my lips could reach back there.
Here's what I do.
Oh, you get off all day.
I take a length of garden hose.
Hey, 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 hey.
I scream into it and I bend it around to my ear.
Do you remember the ear goggles? Do you remember that? Were you around?
Ear goggles? Yeah. Yes.
What is
do you
that?
Remember those?
What are you talking about?
They were a product that was sent to us, by the way. Ear hi, goggles. Welcome to Threedom.
Yeah, hi, by the way.
By the way.
We're doing a podcast. And
this
you're
is
listening.
Lauren over here to my right. We're outside.
And by
this
way.
Is Scott over
is
here
Scott.
To my right.
And this is Lauren over here to my right.
And to my left is Scott.
You fucking assholes.
What?
Which arm am I on for both of you?
Which arm?
You're
to
on my
left.
Right arm.
And what's my name, God? Say my name.
I don't know.
Say my name.
Your name is Paul.
I've never asked you.
Oh,
why didn't you ask me? Now it's gone too long and you
yeah.
feel...
I've known you for 25 years. I'm finally figuring out your name?
No one ever says it around him.
They're always introducing you on stage. This guy, who has two thumbs and is about to do stand-up.
He needs no introduction. Wait, who has two thumbs and needs no introduction? Then they point
then they
off
point
stage?
At you. This guy.
It's
that's pretty good.
Okay, so
that's pretty good.
Someone should do that.
I mean, look, we joke around a lot. That's not bad.
That one actually works.
We are outside, by the way, in case you hear any ambient noise.
We're outside.
A crow just flew over me.
Yes.
Is that an omen?
Alan McLeod tweeted that crows are getting, or no, was it Alan? Somebody. No, Alex Fernie tweeted that crows are getting too big. I have to agree.
Crows are getting too...
Aren't they still
Alex
up there? They're fucking
Alex Fernie
two
is the Alan McLeod
tall.
Of Twitter, yeah. In my opinion.
Yeah.
It's a very specific... You know, I mean, like, if you see what he tweets, then you understand
him. It makes sense when you
look. What's weird is Alan McLeod tweets, but he's not the Alan McLeod of
he's
Twitter.
He's not. And he, yeah. I bet he feels bad about it, too.
He's the Alan McLeod of the iCloud.
I bet
that's
he,
true.
He is the one and only Alan McLeod of the iCloud.
If Alan McLeod was out there and he had access to all of our iClouds.
Oh, that would be stressful.
Alan McLeod.
I would trust him.
I would trust him with all that info.
I feel like I could trust Alan. I could not trust Alex Fernie with that info.
No, he would use it against us.
Yes.
I wish any of you knew who these two guys were.
I do.
Well, no, I don't
mean
any of you. Yeah, the listener.
Oh, sure.
We are outside.
They know who they are.
So
the listeners?
Yeah.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. If you're listening to this, you know who you are.
You do.
So the ear goggles were a product sent to us at the Mr. Show's writer's room. I don't know why.
What and is it?
They were...
He's about to explain it, Lauren.
They were
hey,
like...
I'm just freaking
they were like,
out.
You use...
Freaky. I'm losing my mind over here.
I'm freaking out.
I'm scared.
She's been fiddling in her seat.
She's shaking.
Fiddling.
She's shaking, shaking like a chihuahua.
So they were like, you use glasses for your eyes, don't you?
Yes,
well,
we do.
Use these for your ears. And they were basically like, it was almost like having headphones, but then they had plastic, like, half cups that would go behind your ears and
so
point.
You can hear more?
And point so at, like, Yeah, so you could hear things from across the room.
You could
they
hear
were saying.
Things that you weren't hearing before.
It was like having a megaphone up to your ears, but
why would you? It's like, first of all, didn't Pee Wee Herman do that?
Well, it's like, you know, holding your cupping the your hand the up to your sure. ear and saying like, "Eh, pardon me," you know.
Yeah, but you just wear them all the time, and your ears just stick out, and you go, "I actually did hear that."
I bet you guys thought I wasn't listening, and it was just a weirdo.
I can't tell if
but I heard everything you said.
I can't tell if they were a novelty item, like, haha, you'll throw these away, or if they were trying to get these going
I
as an invention.
I love that novelty, haha, you'll throw these away. That's how all novelty items are made, so you can throw it out.
Do you guys still own any novelty items?
I probably have a whoopee cushion for sure.
Probably a
whoopee cushion for sure. That's sure just your excuse because you're
I got a joy buzzer somewhere.
I have a whoopee cushion.
Scott.
Oh my God. Reality recap. Yeah. Someone on The Bachelorette used one of those ring buzzers when she met The Bachelor.
Yeah, that was
really funny. But I do have a whoopee cushion in my costume box.
In your costume? You're not using it for a costume.
My prop box.
Yeah.
Your prop box.
You don't have one, I bet.
I used to have a lot of props and a lot of costumes for doing live shows all the time. Yeah.
And
then I was like,
stripograms.
Yeah, of course. My boombox was there.
Cameos. I got rid of a lot of them like recently, I would say.
Yeah, I was like, I'll just buy whatever
I
need
that's
the
what
day
I was
before.
Like, why do I have this pile of but the worst wigs anyone's ever seen?
But you know what? I've been in that situation where
I know
like,
where you can't find it.
Yes, and it fucking sucks.
It sucks,
you have a
but
very
I,
specific thing in mind.
At the time, I was doing enough shows all the time where it was like, oh yeah, I can use this wig.
Exactly.
I'll turn it around and do it this way or whatever.
And now shows are over, so it's not an issue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Entertainment is over. This is not entertainment, by the way.
We never said it was.
We never said it was.
Strictly not.
But we're moving into like infotainment.
I've got a lot of info.
And health and wellness.
I got a lot about vitamins and a lot about crystals I want to talk about.
Okay.
Did you know William Howard Taft had to have a special bathtub built for him? That's info.
That's info. And it was entertainment.
Wait, why?
Well.
Because he was a great big fat man. He was our fattest president.
So he had a big tub made?
He had a custom tub made because a regular tub would not fit him. But back then, everyone was so tiny.
And they all took baths.
Also back then.
And they all took baths.
There wasn't enough mass production on the scale where they could go like, well, it'll justify us making 3,000 of these huge tubs because there are 3,000 people who would buy it.
Wow.
But they probably were.
There probably were, but they just didn't know. Like, where back then,
everyone
was,
at Tammany Hall.
Supermarkets weren't even around then, so it's like, where do you even go to get that?
Just
kind of
regular
thing,
markets.
You know?
Regular markets. Yeah. They weren't super.
No, they were small.
You go in there and you'd say, do you have any potatoes? And they'd say, we just sold it.
How good would you be on Supermarket Sweep?
Terrible.
I'd be fantastic.
I'd be fantastic.
Do you have to know prices?
You do. You sometimes do, but you mostly have to fill in the blank with words.
I stopped paying
attention
to that when I was 25.
But with words.
25.
28.
You have to go.
When I joined
like,
the WGA.
It'll be like, this salad maker. Oh, fuck. I can't even.
Salad maker.
Hold on. Let me go back.
Okay.
A brand, first of all?
Kraft.
Chex Mix.
So you go like. Rise and shine. It's time for my morning orange juice made by
Sunkist.
There you go. And you got a point.
Okay.
What?
Wait,
really?
It doesn't have to be the one you're thinking of. It can
no,
be,
that was what I was
oh,
thinking
Oh, that
of.
Was. Okay. I was going to
wow,
say.
Wow. That was a happy accident. Somebody told me. I read
somebody
somewhere.
Somebody told me. You had a girlfriend.
Somebody told me. Supermarket Sweep was like coming back online. With Leslie Jones.
Nobody.
Leslie Uggams.
I would love R.I.P.
R.I.P. I think, right?
I think so.
Didn't she say something before one of our tour shows? Didn't her voice come out?
Yes.
Was that Leslie Uggams?
Where was that? It was it was in Toronto, maybe.
I don't remember. We talk about it in the actual episode.
Yes.
Sharp-eared listeners, if you're wearing your ear goggles, let us know.
Leslie Uggams might still be alive.
I think she is.
I'm researching this now.
Thank you. More info.
Yes, more info for our infotainment podcast.
She is
podcast.
Alive, and she's 78 years old.
God, I'd love to hit that.
I'd love to see her as the host
She's
of
beautiful.
Yeah.
But
I would
I
love for
I
her and Leslie
hit
Jones.
That.
I'd love for her and Leslie Jones to do, like, color and commentary.
Yes.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
That's
or
what Supermarket
color
Sweep
commentary
is missing.
And what's the other
play-by-play.
One? Play-by-play. Play-by-play, yes.
That'd
be great.
That's what Supermarket
who would
Sweep
do,
is missing.
Who would do what? I feel like Leslie Jones would do color commentary.
Yes.
And Leslie Uggams would do
I'm
play-by-play.
I'm familiar with the work of Leslie Uggams.
Are you kidding me?
Are you
maybe
fucking
I am and I don't know.
Kidding us? The Warren, most famous person in the world?
You cannot be serious! Who was that?
You?
No. Well, it was me. But I was.
I swear your lips are moving.
I was pretending to be someone else.
Oh, more of this infotainment.
Can't unlock my phone.
Okay.
Okay, there we go.
I can't unlock my phone. What are you unlocking your phone for? You're looking up Leslie Uggams?
Yes, I'm trying to look up Leslie Uggams.
She was an actress and she was a singer.
I saw that.
Oh, okay. So now you know.
I saw that.
But I didn't know what she's in.
She... What was she in? I don't even know.
It's like Deadpool.
Oh, yeah. She was the old lady in Deadpool.
But I haven't seen Deadpool.
Okay.
Wait, are you
could
fucking
say that's
kidding?
An
she's
episode
in
of
Deadpool?
Scott
she's
hasn't
the,
seen.
She's the like the neighbor of Deadpool who's blind.
The
and...
neighbor of Deadpool.
Yes, Deadpool has an address.
By William Shakespeare?
1122 Deadpool Avenue.
Our production of The Neighbor of Deadpool will be postponed. Leslie Uggams also famous for the famous June is busting out all over.
June is busting out all over. Oh, the where she what did
it's
she
some
do?
Award show and she's supposed to sing June is busting out all over. She makes
from
her
Carousel.
Way to the stage.
Oh.
But the teleprompter goes down, and so she just essentially
makes up
scats
words.
It.
Right. Oh yeah.
Like she is
okay.
making she's doing things that sound like words to the tune.
And what year was this?
It was in the future.
A while ago.
Because you know that Aretha oh. Franklin clip or
yeah,
not
yeah.
I'm sorry, not Aretha Franklin.
Patti LaBelle.
Yes,
Patti LaBelle,
thank you.
Yeah. Oh!
And she's like, I don't have no backup singers. I don't have the words.
I don't have the words, honey.
But she kept doing it.
I loved it.
As opposed to Mariah Carey.
Who just like
she
melts
walked
down.
Off stage.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't have what the Leslie Uggams.
The greats, the Uggamses,
the
LaBelles.
The LaBelles had.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Uggams is great.
Uggams is great.
You gotta check her out. Check out her work.
I'm gonna go watch
records.
Deadpool right now.
Watch Deadpool.
Don't be put off by the first syllable in her name. She's great.
Lauren, can I say you remind me of Deadpool.
You're very irreverent.
Yeah. You wear a mask everywhere you go.
True. I won't show my true side.
Your face is just a mashed pulp mess.
Is that what his face is?
Yes.
Fuck
and yours.
You. His face is a mashed pulp. He's played by Ryan Reynolds, arguably one of the hottest people.
Now, tell me that isn't
really?
Funny in itself.
I guess that's funny.
Yeah. You think Ryan Reynolds is one of the hottest people in the world?
I think arguably people would say Ryan Reynolds is one of the top
people
tier.
Would say. I'm saying you would say
I
that.
I think he's extremely attractive. One of my first jobs was with Ryan Reynolds.
What'd you do?
I did. I did a bit on Jimmy Kimmel with him where I got to improvise with him for like a solid 7 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Seven minutes?
It was a long,
my God.
It was a long sketch. It's really funny.
Did the whole thing air?
Yes.
7 minutes?
I don't, maybe, yeah, I think it was probably 7 minutes. Yeah.
What part did you essay in this sketch?
I played, okay, so the
dumb
premise
woman.
Of, yeah, the premise of the sketch is that I'm Ryan Reynolds' biggest fan.
Right.
Oh. And I work at Jimmy Kimmel and I, and Jimmy wants to fire
oh,
me.
This is
so
kind
he has
familiar
Ryan
to
Reynolds
me.
Come in to fire me so that it's, I take it well.
Yes.
But then I go crazy.
Yes, I have seen this.
Yeah.
I've never seen
I don't
this.
Remember it being 7 minutes long.
It might be less.
Might have been 2.5.
Look, you know what? I want to fucking find out.
Yeah, look
info.
Up Ryan Reynolds' laptop sketch running time.
Tell you what, if it's closer to 2.5 than it is to 7, what will you...
Yeah, what happens? What happens? I'll dip my toe in the pool.
Who gives a shit?
Let the punishment fit the crime. You dipped your toe in that sketch.
Does the pool look good to you? Would you dip it your toe in it?
Would you hit that?
Without? Would you hit this pool?
It looks good to me.
We should do one from the pool.
How can I find this?
For an hour? We just
no.
sit in the pool?
No.
Fuck it, hey. Get all pruned up.
We should do one from Taft's bathtub.
Oh, I wish.
Somebody
there is a famous photo of the workmen sitting in it.
Really?
And there's like four guys sitting
four
in
guys
this tub,
in
like comfortably.
I would love to do that with the two of you. Just do one from a big giant bathtub.
You sicko.
I'm not saying nude.
What if we do one in the shower?
That's okay then. I'll do that.
You're
we put
do
on
what
our bathing
in the shower?
Suits. We do an episode from the shower.
No, we put on fancy suits.
Oh, and we like our fanciest clothes?
Our fanciest clothes.
Oh,
and
my
we
God,
do
that's
one
funny.
With a shower going.
That's so funny.
God, you guys would love it.
That's so funny.
One time. In
did
the,
you see the running time yet? You're not
I'm,
allowed
I'm,
to talk
I'm
until
trying
you get
to,
it.
I found an article about it. I'm trying to find
an
the
article from the old gray lady. Sketch written and performed.
Jeff Bezos' Washington Post.
I'm working on it, people.
All right. Did you want to tell your story while you're...
When
now
I was...
you put your phone down. We want to do multitask.
Okay. When I was in elementary school, probably second grade, my friend and I decided we were going to swim in her stand-up shower that had like a glass door. You know, it was
you,
just like a
you
shower
thought, like
stall.
A cartoon, you could fill it up
yeah.
with water.
Oh,
so
it.
We put a phone book over the...
crack.
what do you call it?
Crack?
No, the part where the water goes out.
The drain.
Seal.
Yeah, the drain.
Oh, okay.
And, and we started filling, and it started, we turned on the water and it was just like soaking the phone plug. And then we got in trouble.
How far up did it go?
1 millimeter.
It just made like a puddle in the shower.
Yeah. But I really
remember that phone book.
Also, I couldn't swim, so it was a pretty bold thing to be doing.
So anytime you called anyone from that phone book, would they sound wet?
Yeah, they always sounded soaking wet.
Wait, did you... do you remember if your plan was to fill it up to the top?
Yeah, we thought we were going to swim in it.
To the top, though.
Not like just you, so you could float, but all the way up to the top.
All the way up to the top to where you would drown.
I think this has been removed from the internet, even though it was always there my whole entire life.
Wow. Do you think Ryan Reynolds had it scrubbed?
I can't find it. Yeah, he might have had it scrubbed.
He's like, I'm Deadpool now. I can't be out-funnied.
I can't have people seeing me with this hilarious woman.
I need improv partners like Selma Hayek, Samuel L. Jackson, The Rock.
What was the movie? Did we see that movie together?
Yes, we did. Unfortunately, we saw the right Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Right here.
Yes, we did.
From this
accursed spot.
Well, you were where the screen was.
I was sitting where you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were the screen. So could you act it out and reenact this?
Oh, it's just, do you like yelling? I love that kind of comedy where it's just like, look, what is comedy? Is it screaming? I'll do that.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I found another article about it.
Oh, good. We also watched Luca here, which, by the way, we watched Luca because we were set to watch The Green Knight, and I had an accident with my projector, and so it was kind of fucked up. I wet my projector.
He was so embarrassed, and it was like, Scott, it happens to every child.
So we decided to watch something a little more low-maint that didn't need a good picture. And by the way, we just watched The Green Knight, and it would not have gone over well in the backyard.
Agree.
So I'm glad we watched Luca. Agree. We had a great time watching Luca, and that was a fun movie to watch. And a good backyard movie.
Luca
The video
operates...
is now private.
Private, Jimmy Kimmel? Should I write to Jimmy?
Was it?
Hey, can you unprivate this video?
Cousin Guillermo? What is the guy's name?
It private? Well, we'll never know, you guys. And so I do think it was 9.5 months.
Just like those weeks
minutes
that
long.
I spent having sex with that woman.
Well, you're safe from dipping your toe in the pool this time. Wait, what the fuck?
We were talking about Guillermo, or we were talking about Luca.
Luca operates, House of Gucci operates on the same principle as Luca, where it's Italian people, although, no, it's not
no
because
one's
they're
doing
not
an
doing
accent.
An accent in Luca.
No, they're not. They're just...
But they do occasionally throw in Italian words.
Yeah, yeah.
But House of Gucci, they are doing Italian accents, but they also sometimes say Italian words.
Yeah. Do you float in the
pool? Arrivederci!
Do you float in the pool while you watch the movie?
Did you say Arriba Derci?
Yeah, he did. I let it slide this time.
We watched.
He says it again.
We watched Good Burger There's floating in the pool once.
Welcome to Good Burger, Home with Good Burger.
Yes, for my nephew's birthday. That was the movie
fun.
He wanted to pick, and we floated in the pool and watched that, and it was a lot of fun. But
that's
movie
fancy.
Night should come back this summer. You're always welcome.
I'd love to come to a movie night.
You've never come, Lauren.
I haven't.
Yeah, you've. It's almost as if you've had other stuff to do.
You know,
it's almost like you don't want to do it
with the COVID and the Bobby.
COVID and the Bobby.
I got COVID.
With the COVID and
the
Bobby.
I got the coronavirus in the COVID.
And the eggs and the milk.
And the dentist goes in your mouth and he's like, boop it up.
Bottom lip. So that's put an end to Paul's energy.
I'm gathering my energy now to continue.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I can't respond to these things. I need to gather my energy so I can get past them.
Wonderful.
I once had a fight with a driver about Bill Cosby.
Really? Pro or con?
I was against.
What?
Yeah. But I had to have a fight with this man.
Why? How would this have come up?
He was one of those types of people who just wanted to bring up stuff that would just get you.
Like hot button topics?
Was he like, hey, what do you think about this Bill Cosby going to jail? Like that kind
of guy? He was a driver on a film I was working on. He was a transportation driver.
When you have made the leap from babysitting to movie star.
Yes.
Essentially, when you're on set and needing to go from location to location, they will have drivers there who drive you to and fro these places because they
to and fro.
They first of all, you should not be expected to drive yourself, but also they don't trust you to drive yourself without having an accident and then causing a big insurance problem.
That's all true.
Do you know what? This is a quick sidebar. I never thought about this before, but to and fro is just an abbreviation of to and from by one letter.
Yeah, it's but, a lot faster though.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it saves.
Wait, time me. To and fro.
To and from.
Time me, to and from.
The ma. The ma almost adds a syllable.
Right, ready?
To and from ma.
Hold on, let me get my timer.
Okay.
All right, ready? Lauren, 3, 2, 1.
To and from.
Okay, 0.66 seconds.
Oh, 666.
Okay, and so you have to do it at the same pace.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
To and fro.
I forgot to.
You forgot to press stop.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
To and fro.
36 seconds. It's
yeah, so it's shorter.
36 seconds.
It's so it's much shorter.
So much faster. I love it.
Wait, let me hold on a second. Let me try it again. Scott.
Okay.
Yeah. You want me to do it?
Start with to and from.
To and from. Okay. Here
3, 2, 1.
To and from.
56 seconds.
Oh, you're faster.
0.56.
Okay.
I keep saying almost a full minute to say to and from. All right. 3, 2, 1.
To and fro.
God damn it.
Do it again.
3, 2, 1.
To and fro.
40.45.
Yeah, we love it.
We're going to time you now because you're the one who's skeptical.
You're the to and fro skeptic.
I love this.
I'm the amazing Randy of to and fro.
I love our language and how much
we love you, to and fro.
Okay, and.
We love you so much.
Go.
To and from.
0.75.
Seems like you are rushing that.
And go.
To and fro.
I didn't stop.
It's harder than you think.
And
right?
And go.
To and fro.
I didn't do it.
Why do people listen to this?
Because I keep pressing left.
Shh. Infotainment.
And go.
To and fro.
0.7. You did it.
0.7? Why was mine so fast?
It was so long.
0.70 or 0.7?
Why are you saying fast?
That's slow. We did 0.56.
0.70.
Oh, 0.70. Yeah. I thought it was just 0.7. 0.07, I guess I was thinking.
There
okay.
you go. That doesn't make any sense.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, your
so
brain is
hard
all
to
mixed
figure
up.
Out.
Anyway, you did a great job, Paul.
Well, wait, all this proved is that to and fro is so much faster and easier to
it
say
it really
than
does. From. Why is anyone saying to and fro?
And we love it.
We love you.
What are some
to and fro, we love you.
What are some
Signed
other
freedom.
Abbreviations that aren't that short but are shorter?
Well, the famous Jerry Seinfeld one is July to Jewel.
Oh, well, yeah, that one's
it's not
dumb.
Not that famous because I never heard of shit.
I mean, isn't in the sense of he had a big bit about it.
What about June to Jun? Does he have any idea?
Maybe that was
Does
the
that
bit.
Bother him?
That might have been the biggest
punchline. What's the deal
sure.
with June to
like,
Jun?
How much
see these calendars?
It was like, how and much goes, time are you actually saving?
You go, Jan, Feb.
Who do I sound? I don't sound like Jerry Seinfeld.
Apper.
I sound
like
this
the
actor.
Guy from Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, you sound like Alan Ruck doing Norm Peterson.
No, there's an actor that I'm thinking of.
Okay,
all right.
You asked a question and I answered it.
How much time are you actually saving?
My name is Norm Peterson.
And I'm
that sounds more
a hot
like
dog
Alan
king of Chicago.
Lord, guys, if you
smile after you said it,
if you could be Ferris Bueller for one day,
oh, I'd party in that parade, oh
but God. Not that day that we saw the movie.
Oh, what? A different day.
But I don't know what to do.
Where he actually goes to school.
He goes to school.
Ferris
I guess
Bueller's
I'd just be cool
on.
In school.
Yeah,
I'd probably have sex with a lot of girls.
Yeah,
was he a nerd good. Supposedly in school, or he was cool in?
No,
school?
He was cool.
Everyone loved him.
That's the
him.
Thing is, he was cool everywhere, and he had no problems. Isn't that a weird movie?
I love Ferris Bueller.
Well, he did have to get home before he was discovered.
He just got a tight timeline.
His friends had the problems. He had no emotional problem that he had to get over.
Well, he had one friend who had problems, and then
Cameron.
One friend was the girl that he Sloan. Had sex with sometimes.
Yeah,
but he was pretending to be her dad, waiting outside the school. That's a little weird.
But isn't it strange to have a movie where a guy like the setup is, hey, I'm cool and everyone likes me and I want to do this thing. Then he does it and the end.
I'm sure there are more examples of this.
Well, but it's also the tension of is he going to get caught and
sure.
what will be his downfall? Because everywhere he goes, it's like a thing you shouldn't do.
Well, and it's everyone's dream to have a great day off.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's a fantasy film.
To go to the museum
and
see
the American experience.
Like, how about Baby's Day Out? I don't think that baby has any problems, but a fucking crane almost hits him.
Do you know what that baby ripped off? Mr. Magoo.
Yeah.
Well, no
I wish
glasses.
That crane hit him.
No glasses.
Ferris Bueller has no glasses. He's Mr. Magoo.
He's a total Mr. Magoo. Everyone, who practically else? Everyone in Ferris Bueller, by the way, is a total Mr. Magoo.
I think
Magoo.
Everybody in the Fast and Furious franchise,
they're
no
all
glasses,
Mr. Magoos.
They're all Mr. Magoos.
How many people in the world
driving those cars like Mr. Magoo would?
Oh my God, it's terrifying. But
if you have contact lenses and one falls out, are you a Mr. Magoo?
Oh, this is a good question.
This is a trick, Lauren.
Is this a poll?
Even if you have contact lenses at all, you're a Mr. Magoo because no glasses.
Yeah. You're right. Okay, wait. We have a new intern and he hasn't done anything yet. And I'm so annoyed.
Which one is this?
Satan.
Oh, yeah. You would think.
Maybe he's busy?
How check busy out, could he be?
Check out our Instagram, our new
yeah,
intern.
Yeah, he hasn't made a real post yet.
Freedom USA.
People voted.
There was Bernard.
And then Kimberly, and then Satan. And people voted overwhelmingly for Satan.
Yeah,
it's
it
so
was
weird, but he's so
contest.
Busy, he's like tempting everyone all day, every day.
That's true. Maybe he's too.
He's out there with chocolate cakes constantly going like, hey, do you want some of this? Do you want some of this?
I think you mean devil's food cakes.
Devilish to have a chocolate cake.
Isn't it sinful?
You're not allowed to eat that.
I want one.
Of course we all want one, but to eat one is against God.
You know what? Devil's food cake isn't offered enough.
No, it's not.
They'll go double chocolate.
I don't know the last
That's not
time
the same.
It's not the same. I
love Devil's
loved
Food
it
was my
was
favorite
kid.
Growing up.
Me
same
too.
From the
loved
box.
It. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm going to make that shit.
Restaurant Roundup, by the way.
Yeah.
When you were serving like a big fancy dessert, if you didn't say it was sinful, the table was guaranteed to say it was sinful.
Oh, this is sinful.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Every time. 100%
so
of the
you
time.
Were supposed to say, here's a not, sinful dessert?
No, you're not supposed to say that, but like when you would deliver it, people will go, whoa, and you gotta go like, yeah.
And if
you didn't say, like, if you were not like, yeah, it's sinful, isn't it? People would go, this is sinful.
Now, was that a phrase being used a lot of the time, or do you feel like...
Or was this a religious restaurant?
religious restaurant roundup!
Oh, yeah. I did work at a religious restaurant, Mana Station.
We've never talked
about first job. Right.
Wait, we've never talked about that one.
We have talked about it briefly.
Okay.
It was part of the roundup, but we didn't get into it as much.
I guess it's okay.
It didn't have as many stories.
We could probably move on.
Christian yogurt
That's
place.
That's right.
Fired after 6 weeks.
Religious right. yogurt.
Yeah. Well, it had the yogurt part of it. This was 1985, so yogurt was very, very big.
Yes.
Like penguins.
Now yogurt meaning
penguins
froyo
were eating it.
Or
yes,
okay.
Yes, froyo.
So they were popping up everywhere, and I guess they were a relatively cheap way to start a business, and
sure.
and with a lot of like markup on how much you would spend
right.
to make this. So
how much was a yogurt? $2?
Yeah, it would be like two. Back then, it would be like even $1.50 or whatever, and you would probably spend 25 cents on everything. Right?
Wow,
that's a profit.
So
Shark Tank would like that.
And people were like out the door usually at whatever the popular ones were around. So this guy said, "Okay, well, I'll start a frozen yogurt business," but he was so religious. He was part of our church and gave me the job because my parents asked him to.
Right.
But he was so religious, he couldn't fathom starting a business without it being religious. Like, and having to appeal to Christians, right?
Don't a lot of businesses have a Bible verse quoted on the like,
well,
box
in and out.
Or bag? Like, Forever 21, it would say John 3:16 on the bag.
That's
Forever
21,
such a
really?
Good Bible verse.
Though. I didn't know that.
That
it's
Bible
one
verse
of the best.
Transcends, like, religion.
Why is that
absolutely,
on bag?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son,
yeah.
that whosoever should believeth in him should not perish and have everlasting life.
It's good in any context.
And then
you don't
like,
have to be religious.
No.
They put on Forever 21 bags and you, like, throw those clothes out in a week. And they just don't care.
Because you'd turn 22.
Yeah, well.
You should start going on your 21st birthday. They last a year.
A lot of people go on their 21st birthday like, I got to make this last.
Yeah.
Wow.
Finally 21 is what they should have called it.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. Anyway, so we started this Christian yogurt place where it was like, you could go in and buy Bibles.
But
and...
wait, was it a franchise of an existing place?
No, it was his own creation.
Okay.
What was it called?
The Mana Station.
Much like we are God's own creation.
But what is yes. Mana Station?
Mana from heaven is like a miracle that happened. A miracle, as
when
our friend Tal John would say.
Moses and the Israelites were wandering through the desert, at one point, 40 years later, God was like,
yeah,
here.
Like, hey, let's give him a break.
I'm going to make food
but
fall
so he
down.
Was saying yogurt is like from heaven.
He was saying like sustenance, essentially.
Sustenance is from heaven.
Like
and here's
come
some
in
yogurt.
And get fed. it wasn't just yogurt too. It was like, I think they had some food items and
you should never
Coke
do that
and stuff like that.
You should never do that.
Yeah, it should
if
just
you're
be
a yogurt place. Just do not be the yogurt place. Serve food as
no.
well.
No,
it tarnishes. I mean, it's like too much. And I'm a prime example of that, where it was like anytime anyone had to order anything other than yogurt, it was like, how do I do this?
It's what stressful. Is,
yeah.
Because there would be things like
microwave,
creme brulee or
baked Alaska.
Chateaubriand.
Turkish delight.
Turkish delight reminds me of what's
the
it called?
Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
And we used to watch that in school in my drama class, and we would watch the PBS version of the play.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah,
they
yeah.
had the Turkish delight. And I always thought that sounds good but then
me.
When you see
it sounded good to me as
when
well.
When you see Turkish delight, you think,
they
oh,
complain.
Nice.
They so complain good. About yeah. it in the movie Belfast, which, by the way, is really good.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah,
I was invited to the so virtual premiere. So many movies that are so, look so good.
My
I want to see
the two
Lost Daughter.
We
I want to see Coda.
Lost Daughter is great. Coda's great.
The, what you're
Coda.
Say?
The two we watched this week that we really liked were Coda and Belfast.
That's what I want to yeah. watch. Coda, and I don't even know anything about them, but I want. I heard they're good.
Yeah. Two
then
picks
you were
to
right.
click.
Where is Coda available to view?
Hold on a
Apple TV Plus.
Were you fired for bearing false witness against your neighbor?
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I said that my neighbor fucked me, and that was false.
You fucked him.
Yes. No, I got fired because, basically, I feel like I've said this on the show before, but I hated doing windows. That was part of it.
The worst.
Doing windows?
Like,
oh, washing them.
Washing the windows, right?
What did you think you meant?
Like manning the drive thru.
Like fucking the windows?
The drive thru of the Holy Yogurt Shop.
It could happen. TCBY.
So I hated that. I hated, like, mopping the floor. These are things that, like, I hated at home, too. So it's not like I just hated it at work.
The worst part of jobs like that, I hated it at retail when you had to clean up this other space. Like,
Yeah, like, hire someone else to do the cleaning.
Make that somebody's job.
I'm here to do the extreming.
That's right. The extreming.
But
I cleaned many people's homes, though, as a babysitter, I will say. I was a fantastic babysitter in that I
was
cleaned.
Was that part of the job?
No, I love to clean.
You love to tidy.
I like to tidy.
You wouldn't clean, you would tidy, right?
I'd clean. I'd throw out moldy food. I would do a lot of things.
No. But when I say clean, the distinction for me
with
is like taking
bottle.
Out a spray and a rag and doing a window
I'd
and
be,
shit like
not,
that.
I wouldn't be cleaning windows.
Cleaning floors.
But I,
that's what I'm saying.
But I would clean up the space.
You would tidy. You wouldn't
Well,
clean.
Not every babysitter does that.
That's true.
Let that be known.
Okay, but admit that you were tidy.
I was tidying. But sometimes I'd wipe down a counter.
She can't even say it.
Can I
barely,
wipe down a counter?
She can wipe, barely
think,
get it
wiping
out
down
mouth.
A counter is cleaning, I think.
There you go.
I don't know.
Suck on that, fuckhead!
Anything next to a sink, that's not cleaning. That's still
what?
Part of tidying. Because anything next to a sink has to be wiped up. You know what I mean? That's just part of life.
When was the last time you cleaned a toilet?
20 minutes before you got here. I'll take out the old, you know, those scrub brushes that we get, the ones that self-clean.
I love that one.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know this magical brush.
Oh my God. Well, cool.
Is it from Narnia?
I learned about it.
Yeah.
It's called
Turkish
a
Delight.
Lumi.
It cleans up all the Turkish Delight.
Come out. The new Turkish Delight toilet brush.
It's called a Lumi toilet brush, and it uses a UV sanitizing light so that
ultraviolet.
You don't have all the
Wait a
nasty
minute, I do that too.
Little poopy on there gets dissolved by the light. And they're always sold out. Let's see if they're available.
Why don't they shine? And this is...
I only bought two. I have three toilets. I should have bought three.
This is akin to why don't they make the whole plane out of the black box. But why don't they shine UV light on everything so nothing is ever dirty? And...
I agree. The whole world should
my
be purple.
My new thing...
Doesn't the UV light just show up what is filthy?
It sanitizes it.
My new thing is why do you have to use coasters... Make your table out of everything that the coaster is made
out
of.
Yes. Have you talked about this or was this on something?
I don't know, but it drives me crazy.
I like coasters.
Why?
I hate rings. I hate rings. Do you know what?
What about the Lord of them?
Okay, hold on.
We have a nice wooden dining table, and one of my great pleasures is to polish it every week.
Oh,
what do you use? Pledge?
I use some Pledge wood spray, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I have something you could polish if you were interested.
Is it wood?
Yes, it is.
Mm. Oh, my God. Can I just say breast milk stains everything? It's the weirdest
Let's
thing.
Let's test it. Let me bring up some household
items.
Are you
trying to make me sick?
If you have a bottle of breast milk.
Disgusting.
And it leaks over the side and there's, and then you put it down on, I put it on my wood floor. There'll be a white ring on the floor that I will
forever
work with. I have work to get out.
Bring Paul over to stain this shit. He loves it. He loves polishing shit.
Our table is covered with breast milk, and I clean it every week.
Not even yours or Janie's.
No, people just drop by.
Oh, my God.
All right, we have to take a break.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Okay, we're back, and
during the break, we heard something about the Lumi toilet brush. Lauren?
Lauren, this is earth-shattering news, and this it almost feels like...
our toilet correspondent, Lauren Lapis.
Is this part of Lauren's topics?
We have now debunked what I thought was true. Now, Lumi brush was available on Amazon.
This is debunking toilet talk.
It appeared to me that Lumi brush was available on Amazon.com. After clicking said link, I found that there is no Lumi brush on Amazon.com. Now, where is the link to Lumi? Their website does not seem to exist anymore.
What?
They are always sold out. Now, all I see here is the Kickstarter for the Lumi. I don't see the website.
This is a scam.
We could not find it. I'm extremely upset.
This whole Lumi thing, how high up does this go?
No, because
they put a laser pointer on a toilet brush and you fell for it.
When Kulap talked about this on
Mark Hoppus's eyes,
I had to get it. Now, what I found was... They had no social media presence.
What are you worried about? There's four fingers pointing back at her.
Oh, that's true.
I'm looking at their Kickstarter.
This toilet brush had no social media presence?
What toilet brush doesn't have a social media account?
They had a $5,000 goal and they've made $78,559.
Oh, and they're just calling it.
So were they selling them as part of the Kickstarter? I don't know, but I have two of them.
We have two, I believe.
Yeah, and I lick it every week and there's no germs.
Well, you have to before you kick it.
I lick it before I kick it.
You don't want to get a ticket.
Wow.
Click it or ticket, guys. That's one thing. This New Year's Eve, by the way.
Kick it before
the one that's
before
coming
you
up
kick
in,
it,
in 11 months.
And ticket or click it. Click
yes.
it or ticket.
Make sure that you're safe out there driving these, because it's very perilous out there these days.
It sure is, what with COVID.
We got the COVID.
Who knows if that'll be around in 11 months, but I mean, this
people, here's what's happening. And I've heard this from a lot of people, including many friends of mine that I know in real life. People are getting the booster, and then they're freaking out behind the wheel. They're just going nuts,
and
kicking their legs.
COVID.
They're kicking the steering wheel.
They're kicking the steering wheel.
It's a lot like they're punching,
trying to make the airbag
go. Here's what people don't understand. When you get the booster, you know, they poke a hole in your arm. Yeah. That's where the COVID gets in.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they don't put the Band-Aid on fast enough.
Yeah.
Suddenly
COVID,
it'll
it's
get
like
in.
A COVID whirlpool.
Yeah. Yeah,
do you think we're going to be flagged for misinformation?
Like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah. We're just kidding.
We're kidding. This is
satire.
Look, we're not a comedy podcast.
No, we're an infotainment podcast.
We're just
shit, we just gave out bad infotainment.
No, this was tainment.
Oh.
This is not info.
Got it. We're good at this.
I think we're great at it.
I'd say so.
Guys, hi.
Wow.
It sounded like I had something.
Do you know, we mentioned, I knew, as soon as you said it like that, I was like, he has nothing.
Yeah.
We mentioned strippers earlier, strippograms.
Yeah. It Are you going to be a stripper this year, finally?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
You're going to live your dream. Yeah,
that's my dream.
You're going to live
your dream job.
If I went to a strip club and then there were some like pretty ladies doing a dance, then you came out.
Which did happen.
By the way, I don't think I was the person who gave you all the money.
You absolutely were.
Really?
Why do you think you weren't?
Because Cool Up thinks that it was another person. Yeah. That
I could
Jackson.
See him doing. Actually, you know what?
Oh, you're right. Maybe
that makes sense to him. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
That seems like a thing he would do.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah.
So then when you said you absolutely were, why did you say that?
I absolutely was sure it was you. I guess. Well, no, because I still sort of think it was you.
She wanted it to be you.
It could have been. It could have
been. But no, I could see Mark doing that.
Well, maybe we both did.
Yeah, I think you both
did.
That
sounds reasonable.
That's a compromise.
But I was going to say, if you came out next, I don't know what I would think.
Coming
up
next.
It's a co-ed strip club where it's like.
No, they don't even tell you. No one announces anything about it. There's
you
just,
think you're going to see pretty ladies.
And then I do. And then you come out.
What scenario would this be?
What do you mean?
I feel like that's
not.
You
got a job at a strip club.
But I think that strip clubs are either men or women. Are they co-ed yet? I think they must be, right?
They should do something that are co-ed.
They should, yeah.
We should open it, but
they
make
were
it Christian.
Excited yeah. They were excited that you were a well-known man who wants to strip.
Well-known man.
So they were like, get up.
Who do you think besides you at the strip club
is excited.
Would say, hey, it's Paul F. Tompkins.
Hey, what, look at that well-known man.
The way people know about
look at that well-known
podcast,
man's butt.
He's got a weird body for a stripper. Usually they don't look like this guy.
I think it would be very fascinating.
Okay, so
I think
here's,
we should go try to make it happen at Jumbo's.
Is he trying to do a Chris Farley thing?
Here's something that we were talking about this summer in this very pool with some people. Okay, so.
Was it the thing that I was trying to bring up?
No.
Which was?
What was it?
Which was? What? Did you think I mentioned strippograms as like a conversational jumping off point? Well, so you think if I bring something up, it's to give you guys topics?
Oh my God, you just reminded me of something.
Okay, so.
I'm serious.
But I'm going to talk first. So, like. When
what is it, Paul?
In my roommate reminiscence.
I like that we stay in the moment and there's no looking back.
In my roommate reminiscence.
Roommate reminiscence.
My second roommate.
Roommate reminiscence.
Whom I've talked
roommate
about.
Roommate reminiscence.
I
ruminate
parties,
on that.
Etc. Hired a stripper.
5,021,600,000.
5,025,600,000. I watched Tick Tick Boom and I liked it.
Tick thousand, yeah. Tickety thousand, tick 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 thousand.
So they hired a stripper. I can't remember why, but she came and
I can't remember why.
But I can't remember if it was an occasion
guess
or
why.
Whatever.
To see some titty.
Was it Tuesday?
So I think two came over. I can't remember, and then one was like. My I have parties roommate was trying to go like, hey, stick around and party with us, you know, after she was off the clock. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, I have another one I have to get to. This is my first experience with this, by the way.
Oh.
I have another one. I have another show I have to go get to.
Yeah,
but
it's 5 p.m. right now.
But I'm going to come back afterwards, right? She's like, but maybe I'll come back afterwards. It's like, oh, yeah, okay. Now, that's a total lie.
I have parties.
It's a total lie, and it's a line I have come to figure out that they give of, like, you know, as to not go like,
oh, don't.
No,
then
I
they
can't
won't,
stick
and, they, and then they won't get in, hurt by you.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Physically.
And how did you come to figure out that this was a lie?
By trial and error? By getting older and smarter.
So every time they said that, they never actually did come back.
Which, by the way, she was a cashier at a place when we were in there once, and we were so embarrassed that we just kind of like, and she was the only cashier. We couldn't go to another line.
Was she dressed the same?
She recognize you?
I don't know that she recognized us, but we were so embarrassed.
It's
like,
those boys from the party.
I can't believe they saw me.
We're the horny guys. We also buy things.
You never came back. We kept a candle in the window.
We look like losers.
We put a yellow ribbon around the tree in the yard.
And our necks.
But then I was talking to...
And we jerked off.
I was talking to some women who hired a male stripper.
Okay. And he said he was going to come back, and they said, please don't.
No, yeah, practically.
He said, I'm going to come back later.
He was like, can I come back later?
No, that's scary.
What the fuck?
And he like gave him the card and was like, call, and got one of their numbers or whatever, and was like, hey, and was texting like, hey, are you guys still partying? Can I come back? And basically,
I'm still nude.
These women were like done with him after 3 minutes.
Of course, yes.
Essentially,
you see him grind on something, and you're like, we got it. That was fun.
So I wonder if there's ever been a female stripper who's come back to a male party, or some females who've been like, yes, please come back to a male stripper.
I'm gonna say no to the first, and maybe
possibly
to the second.
Possibly yeah.
Luann De Lesseps on Real Housewives
what
of New
the,
York
oh,
City.
Okay. The Countess
Luann? We had a recap, yeah. She's brought up a stripper that appeared at a party that was she wasn't even at on another show. And she was like, he was really good looking. I really like him. Look. Yeah, so she would want him to come back.
Huh.
I was going to say, because you said strippogram, and we'll eventually get back to what you wanted to talk about.
We'll see.
It reminded me that in high school we had this thing called valograms.
What?
And it was a Valentine's.
Okay, let's try to guess.
You would give kids Valium.
It was a Valentine's thing. So there were a couple things that happened.
You could hire or basically
you go up to
it was
the table
like,
and you say who you want it sent to.
And you would pay and then the student would have to deliver it.
Which is
they
really,
would sing or something like that?
No, they would just come in and you'd get handed out all your lollipops that you got.
I hate shit.
And
like this.
Yeah, I know, but you kind of like it too, you know, because you want one.
Yeah,
but,
if you're well liked.
But I just remembered that there was also this love quiz you could take, and it would tell you who your best match was at school.
Weird.
You get a list, and I got a list. I remember being like, oh my God, not that guy or whatever, you know? Like,
that's very weird.
That shouldn't be something that is. I can understand the school trying to raise money, so doing the first thing, but the second thing is strange.
How old were you?
I was probably 17.
Still not good.
I wish I had that paper. I bet I do somewhere. I always save everything.
I wonder if you could look them up now, maybe they would be good matches for you.
Actually, Mike was on my list.
Paul, tell us about your stripper.
So, what do you want to say?
When I worked on Kelsey Grammer Resents the Sketch Show in 2004.
Drop the P, Kelsey. It's more accurate.
There was this very nice young lady who was... What was her job? Was she like our script supervisor,
was it Judge
maybe?
Judge Judy?
Very nice young lady. Her name was Judge Judy.
What was her job? Oh, she was a judge.
She was presiding over us.
Over the sketch show.
Have you guys seen Hot Bench?
Hot Bench?
Hot Bench is crazy.
What's that?
It's
Steve Harvey
has a... No, it's a court show with three judges.
Hot Bench?
Hot Bench, and I can't figure out why there's three judges.
Is that what makes it a hot bench?
I don't know why it's
moving,
called
it's moving,
that.
It's moving.
But it was.
And is this like a sort of daytime TV show or a nighttime TV
it's
show?
It's daytime.
Is this something you're pitching?
No, it was on, and we were trying
to. Is this a three
chart? Kulop and I were trying to figure it out because we
hot
got
bench.
We got dropped in, you know, 5 minutes into it, so the premise was already explained. And then we were watching, and we're like, "Why is this judge talking now? Why are there three judges? One basically like decided we thought, and then two more got to talk. So we're trying to figure. And then why is it called Hot Bench? And we couldn't figure it out. And then we had something to do. And we never saw the resolution.
How about this? Many popular court shows are on TV. How can the genre improve? How about using a three judge panel? That's the concept of Hot Bench, created by Judge Judy Shindlin. After hearing each case, the judges discuss it amongst themselves before rendering a verdict. The jurists are experienced civil litigator, blah, blah, blah. But they should have that in real life, considering how bad some of these judges are out there.
Can you imagine three judges trying to come to some sort of consensus if it wasn't for money?
They get money?
Well, I mean, the ones on TV get paid
to do this.
I'm sure. So it's like worth it to them to not just roll over sometimes and be like, I don't fucking give a shit.
Judges should be two people.
So I've always said this.
What about strippograms?
So this young lady...
By the way, Hot Bench...
Hot Bench will be our feature today. I have an idea how to do it.
Okay, good. Okay, we were confused by it. We didn't know what it was. And then we watched... I don't know if you guys watch How To with John Wilson. Great show.
Haven't seen it yet.
I love that show. Is there another season?
We're in the middle of the second season.
I've only seen season one. I loved it.
And we were watching this week, and... suddenly he pops up on Hot Bench.
What?
It's like, and we're like, Hot Bench! It was the most perfect. We had just found out about it a day before. We were so confused by it.
Wait, on How To, they showed that clip from...
They showed him in the past being on Hot Bench.
Did he create it?
No, so I don't want to spoil it for you.
Okay. So this young lady, who was a very...
fine young lady.
She was a fine young lady.
So this young lady was a fine young lady. She was a very fine young lady.
She was kind of like, had a sort of meek, quiet demeanor. Like she was very nice, but she was, you know, sort of like, you could say she was like bookish. You know what I mean? Mm. She did not look like
glasses,
somebody.
Glasses, low ponytail.
But if she were to take off those glasses and shake her hair out,
yeah,
she'd be even uglier.
She was a lovely young lady, but she was not somebody that you would think, let's hire a stripper for her. But it was her birthday one day. And so after work, they...
It just happened to be her birthday one day.
Well, that happens to everyone.
It just happened to be.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Some of the crew hired a stripper for her. And so we were in the canteen of the studio. And everybody was there.
A studio had a canteen, meaning a bar or something in England?
It's like a cafeteria kind. Oh, yeah. Okay. And they have drinks there, too.
Oh, man.
For after hours.
We should have a canteen here.
It's fucking great. So
if I serve drinks during the show, would you guys drink them?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Why would I not?
Are you going to do this?
I could.
All right.
For the next episode?
I mean, I think that's what's been missing.
That sounds pretty fun. All right, sure.
So they hired the stripper and she has to, of course, sit on a chair while this guy grinds on her and everybody's like, woo, and everything.
This is mortifying at work.
You could tell she was like trying to be game about it, but was not, would prefer this wasn't happening. The guy went on for so long and it got so raunchy. You could feel it go out of the room. Like whatever sort of hijinks people were enjoying.
Did Kelsey Grammer come up on stage and be like, all right, this is enough?
He could not have been further away.
Physically.
Yeah, I'm sure I've told you this, that he came.
Was always very far away.
He came to London for the pilot. And
he always tried
pilot.
To be on the exact opposite end of the earth.
And he did it. He came to London. He was in the pilot. And then when the series got picked up, we went
just
to...
Just got a telegram that said, fuck this.
Not even that. We went to London and we lived there for a couple months. And then when we came back, the day after we flew back, the morning after we flew back, transatlantic flight, next day, have to get up at 6 a.m. It was like a 7 a.m. call to shoot sketches with Kelsey.
Oof.
Some of which we'd already shot without him. Like with one of us playing the role.
Right.
Because they couldn't decide which ones
Kelsey was going to be in. Yeah. Whatever he would spark to.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
I want to be in this.
This one speaks to me.
I'll replace her in that one.
Scene. I think this. I like this one where I'm lying down in the bed.
Oh, that's the dream.
I always love.
Wait, is that the end of your story?
That was the end of the story. It was
grim. It just got really uncomfortable.
It was grim to watch it. It was really not good.
That sounds bad.
Yeah,
like the TV show Grim.
It was like
this guy
grim.
Was like a fairy tale.
It was 1 hour
he was like
long.
Prince Charming. It was wonderful.
What if Prince Charming became Prince Charmless?
This is like a Twilight Zone. Once Upon a Time meets Twilight Zone. This
like
is a show.
Line. I was trying to do like a Dateline.
Meets Dateline, of course.
You guys love Dateline.
But why did it get so raunchy? And for how long?
Do you love Dateline?
No. My wife loves.
Do you love Dateline?
My wife loves.
I don't watch it.
I enjoy Dateline.
Oh, that's the guy I was imitating. The Dateline guy.
Why would you say
well,
this?
Well, you're right. What? The white-haired guy.
Yeah.
No, Keith Morrison? No.
Not Keith Morrison, the other
Keith
guy.
Morrison.
Oh, John Quinones? Like
John Quinones.
No, maybe not.
Oh, it's one of the Mankiewicz.
But why?
Oh, yeah, that guy who's like, But why
is this something that you would be interested in doing?
No, I can picture him.
That's exactly what you said, Dateline, and it popped in my head.
My wife went out to dinner with him one time, Josh Mankiewicz.
Yes, I've heard this.
Why did she go out to dinner
She's a big fan. She and our friend Casey started talking to him online and like joking back and forth.
You told us this.
Yeah, and he was like, we're going to go out to dinner. And they went to Jar.
Hey, let's go to Jar.
They had a lovely dinner.
That's the kind of stuff the pandemic is stealing from us.
Yes, exactly. I would be going to Jar every night with a different Dateline person.
I go with Josh Mankiewicz 20 times.
I have COVID.
I have COVID.
All right.
I have COVID.
Look, by the way, if you've seen the video of the police woman giving her like superior officer a lap dance at a party, it's also very uncomfortable. She like got disciplined for it. She like, well, I thought it was a party and but it's just mortifying to ever have
That's
a stripper
deranged.
At work. To ever have a stripper in a work environment, just don't do
that.
It.
No.
Put it in somebody's house.
Put it in somebody's house.
Put it
where no one can report
house.
It.
All right, we have to take a break.
But why?
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That
is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
And guess what, everybody? Get out your champagne and your party poppers, because it is...
And your poppers.
And your regular, amyl nitrate poppers, yeah. Because it is time to relax your rectum, and we're going to do a threecher, everybody's favorite.
Yeah.
Yay.
Now, this threecher was submitted to us by a TV show called Hot Bench.
Wow. Judge Judy Scheinlin.
Here's how it is.
Technically submitted.
Here's how it's going to be. One person will be the plaintiff and the defendant. And the other two people will be three judges. Now, one person is one judge and the other person is two judges that don't agree with each other.
I love that.
Okay, and we're going to go clockwise with it, right?
Yes, as we always do.
So, yeah.
Paul doesn't like clockwise.
I do, but I feel like I can't.
It's so ingrained in me now.
I'm looking at the clock in the air, and then when I look down here, I lose it.
It's so ingrained in me now from playing.
Put the clock on the floor.
Every board game.
Beautiful mind is happening to me.
Every board game when you're young is clockwise, so it's like I don't even think to suggest counterclockockwise anymore. It's just like, oh, clockwise.
But you know what? Why don't we just say go to the left?
Clockwise.
I think saying clockwise is really confusing when you're a kid. I remember when I didn't know how to tell time. Do you?
Oh, yes. Andy Daly and I share a thing that we did not learn how to, both of us did not learn how to tell time until we were in seventh grade.
Oh, that's pretty late. I think I was in fourth.
It was terrifying.
Second or third grade, I think.
And this is back when there were clocks.
There was nothing but clocks.
Clocks.
So you would just look up and see a circle with lines.
You lived in Big Ben.
I did not know how to do the math of the clock.
Yeah.
And
it's not easy.
People tried to teach me and I just couldn't get it. I think I would get anxious about it and I couldn't get it. And then when I was in seventh grade, for Christmas, my mom got me a watch, and I looked at it, and I instantly could tell time.
Whoa!
It just all came together.
It just was like...
It was a magical gift.
Yeah. Somebody threw a boomerang at me, hit me in the face, and then it hit me in the face again.
That was when it came back to your face?
It went around the world.
It's supposed to go back to the guy who's throwing it.
Exactly. Instead, it went around the world and hit me in the face.
How long did it take?
24 hours.
Wow, and you just stood there?
It moved as fast as the sun?
I was looking around to see who did it.
Yeah, for 24
hours. I guess
hours.
The sun doesn't
move. Yeah, for 24 hours.
Does the sun move? Does the sun rotate?
Oh, my God.
I don't mean is the sun moving around us. I'm saying, yes, we're all moving around the sun, but does the sun actually rotate?
Yes. When you look up in the sky at night and it's white, that's the cool side of the sun.
Why don't you stare at the sun and see
what's moving? Stupid shit.
All right. So who's going to do what on this first one?
All right. You guys be the judges. I'll be the plaintiff and the defendant.
Okay. And which?
Okay. And I'll
And you judges, you one of the judges, you have to give me, so Scott and Lauren, you each have to give me.
Yeah.
Something that the plaintiff is plaintiffing about and why the defendant and is defensive.
Got it.
Okay, so the plaintiff...
So are you going to be the two judges and I'll be the one judge?
Sure.
Okay.
The plaintiff is... why don't you give that then?
Okay. Please, all rise. Please. Please, all rise. Please.
I'm rising.
I'm rising as well.
Hello. I don't want to rise, but I will.
You don't have to, dear. You're the judge. You don't have to. We get to just sit our fat asses right here on the bench.
I just wanted to talk.
The one judge didn't want to rise, but the other one did.
Yeah, that's what I got, been on too. This I'm still mad at you, by the way.
Show. Okay. Hi, sir.
Yes.
You are the plaintiff.
I am the plaintiff. That's correct.
And it says...
I'm the defendant.
Don't address the bench until...
I apologize, Your Honor.
All right. Very good. So, sir, you're the plaintiff.
But wait, the other two didn't weigh in, so that means I can do it?
I would prefer if you didn't, but I like that you did.
All right. Majority rules.
So
you can see what I have to put up with.
So I can't, but I can.
So, Mr. Rogers, are you the famous Mr. Rogers?
No. I'm alive.
Can you see him, Judge?
I'm Aaron Rodgers.
You're not. You are wearing a sweater, though, instead of a suit jacket.
Yeah, it's cold
jacket.
In here.
I think it's nice.
You don't have to disagree on everything. Okay, just because you're the plaintiff and the defendant.
I like the sweater. I don't.
And you don't have to disagree on everything either.
Okay, not okay.
Okay, anyway. So it says here, Mr. Rogers, that you're suing the defendant.
Mr. McFeely. No relation.
You are a mailman, though.
Yes, but still.
You're suing him for not delivering your mail, and your mail specifically.
That's correct. He would go to other houses. I would see him do it through my window. Mm-hmm. I look at my window all day long, and I would see him go deliver mail to the other houses and not to my house.
Okay.
Now, I must be getting mail. Bills, anything.
Okay.
And what is this? What kind of wreckage upon your life is this?
Well, my services keep getting shut off.
Services? What services? What do you mean?
Gas. Electric. Water.
This is very bad.
This is really bad.
Actually agree.
Your honors, if I may.
No, we haven't gotten to you, Mr. McFeely.
Haha, you fucking asshole.
We're still talking to Mr. Rogers here.
Objection.
The judge can object?
Overruled.
And overruled?
Oh, no. So, Mr. Rogers, why do you have any evidence that you were not receiving mail?
Yes, I have not received mail.
Well, sounds open and shut to me.
Can you show us how you haven't received
it? You can't prove a negative.
Yes. Exhibit A, I have brought my mailbox. As you can see, it is empty.
Whoa!
There's not a thing inside.
That's crazy.
Not a drop to drink.
Let me blow through that, see if there's a...
Oh, and the air came back and hit me on the other side. It certainly is empty.
Wait, but one little piece of mail fell out.
What?
I told you.
It's a letter from me, a mouse.
What the fuck?
Let's open this up and read what it says, Mr. Rogers.
All right. Now, I'm unaccustomed to public speaking, so just know that.
That's okay. Well, do you realize cameras have been on you this entire time?
It's too tiny.
What?
This judge has a magnifying glass you could use. Here you go.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much, Your Honor.
Why do you have a magnifying glass as a hat?
How come I don't get to read it?
Do I have to explain everything? Have you seen Emily in Paris?
Emily in Bali?
Yes.
I don't like the first season, but that might have just been because of COVID.
Okay, wait, we're not talking to you, Mr. McFeely.
I feel left out.
Read the letter, sir.
All right.
Read the letter.
Here it is. Dear Cheese, I love you. I love the idea of you. I want you to be in my tummy. You're all I dream about all day long. My favorite food? No. My reason for living. Please, 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 cheese, come and be inside me so I can be the happiest little missity mouse in the whole wickety world. Love me.
All right, Mr. Mouse. Come up to the bench. Please approach the bench.
Scuttle, scuttle, scuttle.
Did you write this to Mr. Rogers or to the concept of cheese?
I wrote it to the cheese.
So, Your Honor, therefore it is not my mail. I have not received my mail.
I'm suing you.
Me?
What? This is unprecedented. A suit within a suit? This is inception suit.
Doesn't cheese live inside your house?
I mean, I have cheese in my house.
How much cheese do you have in your house, Mr. Rogers?
40 pounds?
40 pounds of
Is that
cheese?
A lot?
I object. Overruled.
See, this guy's nuts.
Hey, that doesn't mean I don't deserve mail.
Why do you have so much cheese, Mr. Rogers?
In case people come over.
When are people coming over to your house? How often do you have people coming over to your house?
Well, people are coming over all the time. These are the people in my neighborhood.
Okay, so like name the people coming over.
I don't know. They're like the people that I meet when I'm walking down the street.
Sure.
They're the people that I see
meet each day.
Yes.
Well, like the mail carrier?
The mail carrier is a person in my neighborhood.
Neighborhood. Has he ever come by to one of your parties? Has he ever left you something, like a gift at one of these parties? Have you thought it was a gift?
I'm ashamed to say I've never invited Mr. McFeely to one of my parties.
Oh, why is that, sir?
Can I talk now?
All right, Mr. McFeely, approach the bench.
Thank you, Your Honors. Mouse, listen.
Well, how did the mouse get next to us? I thought the mouse was...
I'm a judge! I'm wearing a little judge coat!
A little judge coat? He's got a wig on?
Okay, he's cute. I'll let him.
Wig on.
I'll allow it.
I'm hungry.
So, Your Honors, I wasn't trying to not deliver his mail.
What happened?
He would get mail, right?
Right.
And my job is to deliver it.
Right. Sure. Okay, we're with you so far.
I haven't gotten to speak enough.
Who are you?
You're one of the judges. Oh, okay.
He put a hole on his mail 6 years ago and he never took it off.
He put a hole on his mail?
A hold.
A hold?
What are you, a Courtney Love super fan? You hear what you want to hear?
Yeah, I guess so.
He had his
How am I going to live through this?
Yeah, he had his mail held, and he never took the hold off.
Sir, Mr. Rogers, stand up. Did that happen?
I am standing. I've been standing this whole time.
Why are you sitting there?
I'm not very tall.
You're standing, really?
Yes, this is as tall as I get.
Really? Wait, you're not still growing?
I am technically still
growing. If I were to invite you back here in a year, you would not be taller?
Oh, no, I'll come back in a year.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll definitely come back.
Okay. Time passes. 1 year goes by.
All right. Next up on the docket.
Mar, Aper, May, John, Joel, Og, Sep, Oct, Nov, Des.
Jan. All right. Next up on the docket is... Mr. Rogers for a visit?
Yeah. I just wanted to check back in with you guys.
Whoa!
I remember you.
Yeah. He's 7 feet tall.
I guess I had a spurt and...
oh, you are so tall.
Yeah.
You're like a giant now. Yeah. You're like a regular Dikembe Mutombo.
No, I'm not.
Stop wagging your finger at me. Hey, remember a year ago when you won that lawsuit and we awarded you with 800 pieces of mail?
Yeah, I remember it was January 6th. And then later that day, I went to see some sights here in the Capitol.
Oh, no.
You're one of those?
Ed-Z.
All right,
guys,
so
I think
the judges really came to a decision.
I think that was it.
I think that might be it.
There certainly isn't time for more.
Well, we'll probably play that again.
We'll definitely play that again.
That was Hot Bench. Sent to us by Judge Judy Scheinlin.
2022 is going to be amazing.
Oh, my God. Guys, we want to thank you for listening. As we mentioned before, go to that Instagram, wherever it is. I don't even follow it, but you guys should.
You don't follow the Freedom Instagram?
No, I have a very specific social media rule, which is I follow whatever accounts. When you sign up for one of the social media accounts, it says, can we find out who in your mailbox has one?
Right.
And then I follow those people and I never add anyone else.
Really?
Because otherwise I'll just spend all day reading every single person I know's social media. So I'm not taking on any more new titter clients.
Oh, my God. Clients. Well, I'm not taking on any new Twitter clients. I'm very sorry. If you want to be one of my clients, I'm all full up.
I'm obsessed with Twitter.
I don't have room for any more titters.
By the time that I sign up for it, that's my only advice to you. But right. Freedom USA, go follow it.
That's right. Freedom USA on Twitter, where nothing happens. And freedomusa@gmail.com if you would like to send us a threecher, Judge Judy did.
Judge Judy, thank you so much. And then also, if you want to hear this show ad-free every week, the day it comes out, you can do that either on Stitcher Premium or at cbbworld.com.
And if you never have, please do check out Leslie Uggam. Search Leslie Uggam.
Leslie Uggam.
June is busting out all over.
You'll have
on
a
YouTube.
Laugh. And then Patti LaBelle as well.
Yes!
What song did she do?
It was a Christmas song. This Christmas, I think it was.
This Christmas,
wasn't it?
Yeah. But search out both of those. Have a laugh.
She still crushes it, even while she's saying, I don't have cue cards.
I don't have cue cards.
And where are my backup singers?
This Christmas. She's great at it.
Also, check out that video of that guy singing along with the Thank You for Being a Friend, the Golden Girls theme song.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah, that's
also, check out Ryan Reynolds and Lauren Lapkus doing a 2.5-minute improv.
It's a private video.
It was at least 6 minutes.
We're talking
minutes.
To Jimmy right now.
If you can hack into that.
if you can believe it, it was at least 6 minutes.
Jimmy, watch your video. Tell us how long it was.
Jimmy,
we know you're
your
listening.
Video.
Jimmy, you come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding and you watch, Jimmy. You make a video private.
He's Italian. He likes to watch the video, Jimmy.
What are you, House of Gucci?
It's me, House of Gucci.
I gotta go.
Okay, bye.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.